Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are in the middle of the book, Once Upon a Journey, by Rabbi Zalman Ruderman. The following chapter is dedicated to the wonderful Devorah. Chapter 15, Damage Caused by Arrogance. In a small village not far from Yanovich, there lived a man named Mordechai the Miller. He was a simple and good-hearted person who was blessed with success in his business. Reb Zalman Chaim the Shamish would pay regular visits to this village and developed a warm and close relationship with the miller. Reb Zalman Chaim convinced Mordechai to build a shul right next to his house. He did so, and the new shul instantly became the central location for davening and learning. Mordechai had three daughters, two of whom were married. The eldest was married to Reb Avram Shlomo, a Talmud Chacham who was the son of the Rav of the city of Dubrovna. His second daughter was married to Reb Zalman Leib, who was also a Talmud Chacham and the son of the Rav of the city of Barisov. The fact that Mordechai was persistent and successful in finding Talmidei Chachamim for his daughters was due to the influence of Reb Zalman Chaim, who taught Mordechai the importance of the Torah and those who are devoted to learning it. When Reb Avram Shlomo married Mordechai's eldest daughter, he began delivering shiurim for the benefit of the villagers. As a result, the level of Torah study rose dramatically and the spiritual life of the village greatly improved. Although the villagers were simple people who were not intellectually inclined, Mordechai's son-in-law went out of his way to explain his classes in a way that they could appreciate. Yossi the tailor and Shlomo the orphan were typical examples of the local villagers. Yossi was then around 70 years old, and his knowledge of Yiddishkeit began and ended with the daily davening and the Book of Tehillim. At the same time, Yossi observed the mitzvahs as carefully as he knew how and was extremely strict in avoiding Lashon Hara. No one had ever heard him say a bad word about another person. The Yiras Shemayim and wonderful sincerity of Yossi was particularly obvious as he felt his final days approaching. He called for three men to be brought to his house, and he handed them a sum of money with which to buy tachrichim. "All my life," he informed them, "I have benefited only from the work of my own hands, without accepting assistance from other people. Even when I die," he continued, "I do not want anything to be bought for me with the community's funds." Yossi then asked the men to use his wooden work table to build his coffin. "This table has served me for decades," he explained. "It will testify on my behalf before the Beis Din Shalmaila that I never once placed a garment that had shatness on it. It will testify that I never cheated my customers by cutting off extra cloth, by overcharging, or by the improper use of my words." Shlomo the orphan was much older than Yossi. The villagers estimated that he was approximately 100 years of age. Nevertheless, they continued to call him the orphan, as he had been known ever since he lost his parents when he was a young boy. Shlomo had been raised by his late uncle, a resident of the village who made a living through skinning and tanning animal hides. From the moment Shlomo joined his uncle's household, he devoted his time to the tanning business and did not spend a day in cheder. During the Yamim Neira'im, the Jews of the smaller villages would leave their homes and travel to the nearest cities. There, they would join the larger Jewish communities for all of the tefillahs. Shlomo the orphan, however, would remain all alone in his uncle's empty house to guard the property and protect the small farm next to it from thieves. As a result, Shlomo reached the ripe old age of 100, with absolutely no knowledge and without having learned to read or write. This was the typical level of knowledge in the village. Nevertheless, Reb Avram Shlomo succeeded in finding a way into the hearts and minds of the villagers with his simplified and inspiring Torah classes. Eventually, Reb Avram Shlomo was invited to become the Rav of a large town, and he moved away from the village. The simple Jews had grown used to Reb Avram Shlomo's marvelous shiurim, and they now felt abandoned with no one to guide them. Mordechai suggested to his second son-in-law, Reb Zalman Leib, that he take over his brother-in-law's role in teaching Torah to the villagers. Reb Zalman Leib dismissed the suggestion with a high and mighty smile and a wave of the hand. It seemed his arrogance was just as great as his intellect and expertise in Torah. "I am unfamiliar with the simple language of these uneducated people," he remarked with obvious disgust. Mordechai the miller was deeply pained by the attitude of his son-in-law. But he cannot force him to do something that he did not want to do. Mordechai decided that he would personally pay for another Talmid Chacham to move into their village and deliver Shirim. After searching for some time, he found Reb Ber, a resident of the nearby town of Yanovich. Reb Ber was willing to move to the village and become its Rav. His wife had passed away many years earlier, and all of his children were grown and married. They now supported their elderly father so that he could learn Torah undisturbed. The villagers welcomed Reb Ber with great respect and joy. Once again, the sound of Torah filled the shul that Mordechai the miller had built next to his home. There was one resident, however, who did not participate in the communal celebration, and that was Reb Zalman Leib. He found it difficult to swallow the fact that the villagers, to whom he personally showed open dislike, gave such respect to Reb Ber. He now referred to Reb Ber as the teacher of the Am HaRatzim. Reb Ber tried his best to ignore the harsh insults that were hurled at him by Reb Zalman Leib. However, Reb Ber's heart was made of flesh, not steel, and the situation eventually became unbearable. Mordechai the miller's learned and arrogant son-in-law looked for every possible way to harass Reb Ber and humiliate him in public. The nightmare ended when Mordechai decided to move his entire family, including his son-in-law, to the nearby town of Yanovich. Mordechai had long wanted to live in a city, and he now purchased a large house as well as a store with a prime location in the marketplace. As for Reb Ber, for the first time since moving to the village, he was able to breathe easily and concentrate on teaching and guiding the community. Reb Zalman Chaim the Shamash felt a personal responsibility to Mordechai's scholarly son-in-law. After all, it was at his urging that Mordechai chose Talmidei Chachamim for his daughters. He therefore placed Reb Zalman Leib at the head of the scholars who delivered Shiurim to the public in his marketplace shul. Reb Zalman Leib was pleased to discover that his new position gave him ample room to show off his talents. The residents of Yanovich included a number of Talmidei Chachamim with whom he was able to discuss matters of learning. Nevertheless, it was simply too much to expect the haughty Reb Zalman Leib to show the slightest measure of appreciation to the Shamash, who was responsible for both his marriage to Mordechai's daughter and his prestigious position in Yanovich. Before long, it became painfully apparent that despite being a brilliant scholar, Reb Zalman Leib was seriously lacking in good midos.